This is Desmond Matthews with Morning Edition here on WJSU. On Tuesday afternoon, Jackson City Council members met at City Hall to discuss nearly 30 topics. One of the biggest on the agenda was discussing trash pickup for the city. Ward 3 Councilman Kenneth Stokes introduced an ordinance to prohibit awarding a solid waste contract with Richards Disposal, and he discussed his frustration at the meeting on Tuesday.
Rats are so big in my ward, the cats are scared of them. Rats. When you leave trash on the streets, rats gonna come. Roaches gonna come. It's a nasty, nasty situation. We must change. We can't go down that road again and hope for something better when it's been shown to us this is the best you're gonna get.
The city of Jackson has already been fined $900,000 for the trash crisis of 2023. And to avoid further fines, Council President Aaron Banks chose to further discuss the topic in executive session with the rest of the council members. However, members like Vice President Angelique Lee spoke up in hopes to not be in the same position as last year.
And I am hoping we are not in that situation again. I do wish we had the opportunity to have been presented the company before March. Because my other worry is, if it is the second vendor that wins the bid that's not Richards Disposal, will they have enough startup time to begin April 1st?
Ward 5 Councilman Vernon Hartley also chimed in his thoughts.
The people aren't given a choice, and that's just wrong. When the city council is not provided this information, when we're not fighting the directive of a sitting judge who directly told us, when we have a MDEQ pending, a fine pending, and here we are again, the same place we were last year, being goaded into a situation. It is absolutely wrong. Not for the city council, but for our people that we represent.
The council has to make a decision on who will pick up trash for Jackson by the end of March, with hopes they can start on April 1st. Reporting for Morning Edition, I'm Desmond Matthews.